Herman.
Second and 15 now for the Lakers. Running clock situation, 8 minutes to play in the fourth. 49-6, Harbor Beach leads. Last year, the score was 56-0. Last time these teams played, besides last year, was 2005. A hard-fought win for Harbor Beach, 12-7. Diaz with the handoff to the right side, around the right end. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and then about another yard out to the 37-yard line, maybe the 38. According to the spot, it's a 6-yard gain and 3rd and 9.
The tackle made by the senior, Josh Wan.
Seven and some change now in the fourth, 3rd and 9. Lakers sticking to their, now going with a one-man back set. Post under center, trips to the left. And it's a sweep out to the left to Diaz. He's at the 39-yard line and nothing more there. Maybe a gain of a yard according to the spot. And a flag goes after the play.
George Sutherland made the tackle for Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach defender went flying through the play after everything was said and done.
This looks like it might be against hands to the face against Lakers. The flag is at the 40-yard line. The line of scrimmage currently is at the 38. And so, no. Yeah.
This has been the story for both teams. Just numerous penalties on both sides of the football for both teams.
And now the officials want to discuss things. If they decline, it'll be fourth down. If they accept, it would be fourth down, I believe, wouldn't it? It was after the play, so it'd be fourth down regardless.
Yes, it would.
So now DJ Ridner comes off the field. As the clock is stopped at 6:47, as the 114th Congress discusses it. Looks as prompt as the Detroit mayoral race in the primaries.
Are they doing a recount here?
I'll let you know in 6 to 8 weeks. Hands to the face. And it brings down fourth down, so they mark off 10 yards. Mm-hmm. The ball's down the 30-yard line from the spot of the foul, 10 yards. So now a fourth down. First down marker is at the 47-yard line. So fourth and 17 coming up for the Lakers. So they're bringing out the punt team. Have to bring out their second in the depth chart for punting, since Terrence Tubes now getting out of his pads on the sidelines after taking a big hit on the return in special teams. Can't quite see the number here for the punter. Good-looking snap. Dominic Guardian doing the duties. Bounces at the 42 into Josh Shelkey's hands at the 34. He's going to the far sideline, has room to run. He's across midfield and pushed out of bounds by number 4, Dustin Cady at the 44, and the clock continues to go because of the running clock situation, and a flag way back at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and a flag on the opposite side of the field is where the punt went. So, again, this penalty was probably 15 to 20 yards away from the play. No matter who this one's on, it's 100% unnecessary.
A 22-yard return for Josh Shelkey.
It looks like Harbor Beach is starting to back up.
And now they're going to stop the clock with 5:56 left. As they're sending the bill to the Senate now. And it's a hold against Harbor Beach. Back to the 46-yard line they go.
Again, that play was opposite side of the play. The field, the runner, Shelkey, ran to the far side of the field. And the flag was almost on the near side sideline.
We had such good rhythm, Dave, going in this game, and all of a sudden we just lost it all.
There's been so many penalties in this game.
Whoa,
this
we game. Lost that love and feel it. 5:53 now left in the fourth quarter. Crowd staying pretty strong here on homecoming. As Harbor Beach, left to right across your radio, T formation, Shelkey the quarterback, hands it off. And nothing going there, actually a loss of a yard back to the 45-yard line. The ball carrier in the bottom of that pile is only the Shadow Nose on that one. We'll get to Lemanski, number 21, for the loss of a yard, second and 11 now. As we have 5:20 left in the fourth, Harbor Beach leading 49-6.
Quinn Smith gets in the books with a tackle for Lakers.
Final in the Marlette-Ubley game, Marlette 57, Ubley 15. As we have a handoff to number 20 for Harbor Beach, Chris Keys. Around the right end, gets past the line of scrimmage and then about a yard. So the original line of scrimmage now, third and 10. Actually, it's a two-yard gain, third and 9. 4:45 left in the fourth.
Brandon Stein with the tackle.
Third and 9 in between the hash marks of the Harbor Beach 47-yard line is Josh Shelkey and the Pirates as they hand it off to Mitch Hearn. Breaking free of his first tackle, breaks free of his second tackle, fumbles the ball at the 49-yard line. It looks like Lakers jumped on it. Mitch Hearn with his second and third effort. Unfortunately, the ball popped loose at the very last second, and it's a turnover, the first of the night for the Pirates, and Lakers recovers with a 49-yard field ahead of them with 4:05 left in the fourth, trailing 49-6 to Harbor Beach.
Only fitting that on homecoming, the senior, Steve Kozinski, recovers the fumble.
Brady Post, quarterback for this Lakers squad. First and 10 for them in the Harbor Beach 49-yard line after a Harbor Beach fumble. Turnover. Wide to left is Guardian. Two men in the backfield. And it's a handoff to Kozinski, the man who's suddenly doing it all in the fourth quarter here, and he's caught in the backfield into Laker territory at the 48-yard line. They say forward motion had him stopped at the 49, so a loss of 2, second and 12 at the 48, 3:15 to play.
Number 14, Austin Seltz, the junior, in on the tackle.
Mauricio Diaz trots off. Appears that he'll be done for the night as well. So is Seth Bowles. As they're keeping Dubes on the sideline, just his parents are down on the field now as well. And it's a handoff to number three, Evan Shemka, the ball carrier. Gets back to midfield, a gain of 1, now third and 11.
Herman with the tackle for Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach came out in this game with a lot of offense, and they scored quickly and took all momentum to themselves basically all the way right till halftime.
Well, I don't know if you were following before this game and during the week, you heard a lot about how Lakers was going to bring quite a battle to Harbor Beach here, and Harbor Beach wanted none of it. They just took this game into their own hands and dominated the first half.
I formation hands it off to number 3, Shemka, around the right end, down to the 46-yard line. And they say he actually fell down to the 44. So Shemka moving about 5 yards and now brings up a 4th and 6.
Tackle made by number 57, Preston Livingston, the junior.
Brady Post trots back into the huddle. This will be Lakers' first loss of the season at 4-1 after 5 weeks. Still looking for 2 more wins to get into the playoffs. Should be attainable, having playing Bay City All Saints next week. A few other games they are definitely capable of winning. And on fourth down, it's a handoff to the left to number 23, Kozinski. And he is short of the first down by about 4 yards. So it'll be a turnover of downs with a minute 20 left. And Harbor Beach gets the ball back. And more than likely, we're going to see the victory formation here.
Number 52, Kevin Mazur, gets his first tackle for Harbor Beach.
And now they've brought the Gator out to get Dubes into his car as he can't put any pressure on that left hip or leg. We'll find out from the medical staff.